You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions sent in by you, the listeners. And we're calling this the Didn't Want to Go to Australia Anyway session. The people that I've got answering your questions are Robbie O'Neill, Abigail Rudkin, Mike Bancoli, Sanjeev Shetty and Mike Kearney. So, as I say, a cast of thousands that are prepared to answer your questions. And we're going to start off with this one because I think we can have a series of good answers to this. It's from Sonny Greville, who said, favourite non-former Liverpool pundit. So your favourite pundit who has never played for Liverpool. And I am going to start with Adolescence's Robbie O'Neill.
I'm going to go Roy Keane, only because, right, I have got all the time in the world for anybody who could have a row in an empty room. And I just think whenever he's about to speak, I just kind of like brace myself for it to go off. Because he's constantly on a wind-up. He's constantly on a wind-up. There's a degree of honesty and like integrity in what he says, because I do genuinely believe he firmly believes a lot of the things he says, whether I agree with them or not. But the reality is, if you sat at home and you're watching the match on telly, you want somebody who, yeah, okay, is going to have a degree of nous in their analysis, but he's just not asked. And he's just there for the ag, and so am I.
Yeah, fair. Speaking of people who are constantly on the wind-up, Mike Kearney, what's your take?
I'm fully on board with the Roy Keane shout. There is times where it's more funny just to watch him losing his lid than like his actual input. But sometimes, you don't play at that level and win things that he's won in teams that he played in without knowing what you're talking about, sort of thing. So yeah, him. But Thierry Henry of late, we don't really get to see a lot of the CBS stuff, but it's out there as you go and like look at it on YouTube. He done Monday Night Football a couple of weeks ago. I think he's just cool and calm, isn't he? And one of the best finishers the Premier League's seen, knows what he's talking about. And he's done well, hasn't he, in terms of his coaching career. I think he had the France under 21 success over the summer, just gone. In the Olympics, sorry, it might have been. And I think he's just waiting for his chance in terms of making the jump from punditry to management, and be interesting to see if he does it. But I do think he's a good punter.